Hello, all you MAGA Republican domestic terrorists. Welcome to The Great Divide. I'm Alan Jacoby. Hope you're all doing well. We got a lot. There's a lot going on. Listen, going forward, make sure you're tuning in every Wednesday and Thursday, 6:30 p.m. Eastern, and every Tuesday and Friday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Tomorrow, I'll be with James for Freedom Friday. We got a lot going on tomorrow. We're going to talk about Hunter's laptop, Ilhan Omar getting bounced from the Foreign Affairs Committee, and all of that rhetoric with AOC and Cori Bush. They're all jumping up and down. Oh, you know, the white Republicans are against women of color and all this other nonsense. We'll get into that tomorrow. Chats are open. We're live on Facebook and Getter and Rumble and the Patriot Podcast Network and Cloud Hub. I got to tell you, Facebook is, I'm completely restricted on there. People that used to see me just aren't seeing it anymore. And I implore everybody, if you do not have a Rumble account, Rumble is the alternative to YouTube, because I'm not allowed on YouTube. And there are hundreds of shows, probably thousands at this point, that are not allowed on YouTube because YouTubes are a bunch of commie pieces of garbage. So sign up and get a Rumble channel. It's free. Get a Rumble account. It's free. Log in, username, password, and you can get into the chats on all your favorite shows that are on there. Rumble is where it's at. And make sure you find me on Rumble at 1776live.tv. So that's the best place to watch Rumble. And if you're on Getter also, we always get a big viewership in Getter. Usually at least, 1,500 to 2,000 people watching on Getter a show. The live chats are open. I see you. So if you want to make a point, you see something, say something. I see it. I'll try to get to you. Fridays, for Freedom Friday, soon we're going to have a call-in show where you could actually call in, share a point, be part of the show. You know, tell us you love us, hate us, F off. If you got a point, you agree, disagree, and stuff like that. So we got a lot of other crazy stuff going on. I don't know. If you listen or watched my show, you've heard me talk about the Satanic Temple. The Satanic Temple is actually a legit religion. It's crazy. It's crazy. But a lot of crazy stuff goes on in this country. You have freedom of religion. And unfortunately, this Satanic Temple, they infiltrate schools where they have after-school programs. I mean, their website is disturbing, to say the least. Literally have a cartoon video on there. What's Satan's biggest trick to make everybody think he doesn't exist, right? So, and I'm not a religious person. I'm not. I know there are a lot of people that watch and listen to me that are, and I don't take that away from you. I believe in God. I have my faith. I'm not into organized religion and things like that. Organized religion creeps me out. The Satanic Temple is just sick and evil, okay? They literally want to indoctrinate kids that Satan is good. Like, Satan's a good guy, and he's fun. Like, if you go on their website, not that I'm encouraging you to go on it and to give them the traffic, but there's a video on there that I played on a past show, and it's a cartoon of convincing young school-age children that Satan's a good guy, just wants to have fun. And it's crazy. And now, the Satanic Temple is going to open the world's first religious abortion clinic. Yes, you heard it. And if you haven't heard it, you just did. The Satanic Temple is going to open the world's first religious abortion clinic. And they're going to be offering, and I quote, abortion rituals. Abortion rituals. So now we're going to have ritualistic killings under the guise of, well, they're abortions. And we know how the Democrats love their late-term abortions. You know, the Democrats, they're standing in their defenses because the economy's so bad. Well, if you can't feed it, kill it. So you can have control over your finances in the home if you don't need the extra mouths to feed. And you end up in a Walmart parking lot, backseat of somebody's car with your legs hanging out the window, and you get, knocked up. That you should just be able to go kill your kid. No problem. Don't take any responsibility. Don't have any accountability. Just, walk around like the floozy you want to be. But what about the rape victims? The rapes are extremely a minute percentage of the people who are out having abortions. Go look up the numbers yourself, and I'm not going to quote them here because I don't have them in front of me, but well over 90% of women who have abortions are elective because of societal issues, finance, and just because, well, they fucked up and they got knocked up. Yeah. Not an excuse. So the Satanic Temple wants to offer abortion rituals. And this is legit. Like I happen to have the Breitbart article here. Hate all these ads they put on there. Satanic Temple to open the world's first religious abortion clinic, offering abortion rituals. And they're proudly unveiling this, and they're describing it as the world's first religious abortion clinic, where it will offer legitimately abortion rituals. And they're mockingly naming it after Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito's mother, as Samuel Alito, he penned the opinion overturning Roe v. Wade, which we know was a move to save countless unborn lives, which the left completely despises. So, yeah. This is what's happening. They have literally, and I'm going to get into their webpage in a little bit, the Satanic Temple Health. It's, they have a whole section of their page on health of ritualistic abortions. It's described as a collaborative of reproductive rights advocates. Oh, reproductive rights advocates. And yeah, baby murderers, in other words, and abortion care providers. Abortion care providers, baby murdering murderers. Okay. And they're contracted and directed by the Satanic Temple to advance its reproductive religious rights campaign, their baby murdering ritualistic campaign. It plainly states its goal of expanding access for mothers to terminate the lives of their unborn children, as well as expanding what it describes as the Satanic Temple's abortion ritual. Is this like that Santeria stuff where they take chickens and they chop off their heads and they put the blood in the bowl or the goat's blood and they drink it and smear it all over themselves and chant to some weird music banging on drums? Is this what the Satanic Temple is going to be all about? Why they're killing children, late-term abortions? Are they going to do it in states where late-term abortions are legal and they're just going to let these women give full-term births and say, well, it's a late-term abortion. Let's put it on the altar and slit its throat. We'll just kill it. And don't say, well, that can't happen, because Minnesota, the state of Minnesota, literally just passed, the Minnesota Senate voted to allow abortion without limits. Abortion without limits, the most extreme bill in the country. We'll get into that in a little bit, too. But the Satanic Temple in all its glory, and they have chapters everywhere. So how big can the Satanic Temple be? They have, I think, over 50 chapters all over the country in places you would least expect it. In Texas, in Tennessee. What, like, they're not just all in California, in Chicago, and New York. I don't even know if New York has a Satanic Temple chapter. Oh, and I think they do. I mean, I would take 100 Hell's Angels chapters over one Satanic Temple chapter. That's just me. You could let me know what you think in the comments. I mean, what are we doing here? They describe, the Satanic Temple describes this abortion ritual. I'll go baby murdering altar killings. Like, let's have late-term abortions. Like, what? Well, I can't imagine what the ritual is going to be like. I'm sure there'll be video of it at some point if this even happens and comes to fruition. But it sounds like it is. It's happening. They even put out a press release on their website about it. I mean, it's here, and they're doing it. So they describe the abortion ritual as a protective right. What was it protecting? Protecting the rights of the mother to choose to have their baby murdered. And it's designed to cast off unwanted feelings. Oh, so when the mother who gets knocked up and decides, because she just doesn't want the baby for whatever ridiculous reason, she doesn't want it because she fucked up and made a bad decision, that this ritual is going to cast off her unwanted feelings, or the like, what does that even mean? The unwanted feelings, like, it goes further. It's a, they say it's the unwanted feelings associated with taking the life of the unborn child. So this is their way of normalizing killing babies. And we're going to do a ritual and say, don't feel, we're doing this ritual so you don't feel bad about murdering your baby that has a separate heartbeat and has separate DNA. That's a separate individual. That people have been sentenced in court cases for murdering unborn babies. It is. Several people have. Like when the husband kills the family, who's that guy? What was that, in Colorado or something like that? Chris Watts. He killed his two babies, two girls, killed his wife who was pregnant, shoved his two babies in an oil tank or something at some place that he worked, some oil field he worked at. And then he was convicted of killing the two daughters, the mother and the unborn baby inside the mother. Was convicted of killing all four humans, one of which happened to be unborn. Not a clump of cells in that case. Separate heart, separate DNA. We can have this discussion and argument all day long. I mean, it's just a matter of whether you're a retard or not. Meaning you're okay with just killing babies because you want to be irresponsible. But the incests, all the incest-isming that's going on. Yeah, show me the stats on that as well. And then let's pull out the stats of the women who just don't give a shit because they were being whores in a mall parking lot in the backseat of a car. Oops, made a mistake. Let's count all of them. All the irresponsible people, but accidents happen. Yeah, they do. Now deal with it. Now hold yourself accountable. Don't be a baby murderer. I think in New York City now, pharmacies can give children, I believe, 12 and up, abortion pills. Oh, you're 13 years old. You walk on the streets of New York City. You get knocked up. Just go to the local Duane Reade and grab yourself some baby killing pills. Oh, and they can give them to your kids without parental consent. 12-year-olds could just go into pharmacies and get baby killing pills in New York City. Yes, it's a fact. My daughter's 10. This is, it's wild. Well, don't you want your child to be? No. I want to raise my child right where she's not going to be the fucking moron and go and have that happen. I want to actually be a parent. I want to be a parent. There isn't an excuse in the book, so I don't want to hear it. There is no excuse that can convince me to say, oh, I guess they can go and kill their kid. No. So, yeah, the abortion ritual designed to cast off unwanted feelings associated with taking the life of an unborn child. And they do this chant, okay? They I don't know if they've done it already or they're planning on doing it, but according to the Satanic Temple, Health is like a division of the Satanic Temple. I mean, they have like, do they have the division, the sacrifice division, the evil division, and then the health division? The health division is for murdering babies. So can we just call it the baby murdering division of the Satanic Temple? Yeah. The ritual involves spoken words exclusively and includes reciting the third tenet of the Satanic Temple. Can't imagine what that is. I'm sure we could find it on their website, what all the tenets are of the Satanic Temple. I really want to get someone who goes and who is a member of the Satanic Temple and have a conversation with them. I would imagine it would be wild. Oh, if you missed last night's show, I had Simon Atiba on, who is the chief White House correspondent for Today News Africa. He's a great guy. KJP, Karine Jean-Pierre, the press secretary, won't call on him. Hates him because he's asking really solid questions, trying to get the transparency, which we're not getting. He gave his official grade of the transparency in the White House press briefing room. He's there full time. He's there every day. I saw him on TV there today when she was giving some bullshit answers about something. So go and watch. That was last night's video. Watch it on Rumble, 1776live.tv. Check out last night's episode with Simon Atiba, chief White House correspondent for Today News Africa. All right. So they go into this whole thing with science, you know, beliefs should conform to one's best scientific understanding of the world. One should take care never to distort scientific fact to fit one's belief. So what does that mean? You can believe to kill babies. Doesn't matter what science is and tells you that it has a separate heartbeat, DNA, that they're human. This place actually, it didn't open yet, but it's opening on Valentine's Day. So if you want to get, it's only a couple weeks away. So anyone who's getting knocked up before Valentine's Day wants to go, they're opening it in New Mexico, and it's a facility. Okay. And they're calling it Samuel Alito's Mom's Satanic Abortion Clinic. They're actually selling t-shirts and stuff on their website that say that. And it's set to open in New Mexico on February 14th. That's Valentine's Day, I believe. And it will offer telehealth visits for those who wish to participate in the Satanic Temple's Satanic Abortion Ritual in states where abortion has been banned, which is interesting. So now if you live in a state that abortion is banned, you can call in to the Satanic Temple on telehealth, on a Zoom call. Are we doing baby murder by Zoom call? Like, what do they do? Okay, go and get the coat hanger. And like, apparently it will also prescribe abortion pills for $90. $90 abortion pills they're going to sell. And those will be discreetly mailed to those people by the Satanic Temple's Health's pharmacy partner. So if you live in a state where it's banned and you get on the Zoom call with them, they're going to discreetly send you baby murdering pills so you can do it in the privacy of your own home. All right. They did say, however, it noted that those seeking an abortion must be in the state and the pills delivered to a New Mexico address due to state law. Okay, so I digress. They're only shipping out death pills to people who live within New Mexico. And I find that hard to believe. I'm imagining they will send pills to anyone, one of their six Satanic Temple members who hops on a baby death Zoom call with them, you know, in their nondescript package. And the Satanic Temple says they're describing the clinic as the first step in the Satanic Temple health venture, showing off with plans to open more abortion clinics in other states. Follow the money, people. I can't imagine what this is costing and who is funding it. Who is funding the Satanic Temple? That is an interesting question. The donors, like, we know who all the Black Lives Matter donors are, you know, all the big corporations. I'm going to have to look into this. I'm actually going to get into, so she's been on my show. She has a great show. Does a lot with human trafficking at the border. Natalie Denise, she's been on with me and James on Freedom Friday several times. She was on recently. She is great. Natalie Denise, N-A-T-L-Y Denise. Look her up on YouTube. Does a lot of stuff with the Balenciaga, the Madonna child trafficking saga, child trafficking in general. She's a child trafficking advocate. She does so much with the human child trafficking issues and agendas. She does a lot of stuff with the border. I'm going to get her on the case. I'm going to call her tomorrow and say, hey, Nat, how do we follow the money who's funding the Satanic Temple and all the bullshit they do? And I don't know if they're doing anything illegal, but this is just sickening. And I think it needs to be exposed more because now they want to open temples. Abortion clinics. They already have the temples everywhere. Yeah, I mean, It's wild. It's wild. They advocate for murdering unborn children. And this is, you know, literally they erected a statue by a New York City courthouse, basically, like, I think on top of it. And all about basically baby murders. Yeah, I don't know what the statue is exactly, but it's demonic. Meanwhile, they want to take statues down of presidents. I mean, what are we doing here? You know, you know, spiraling horns. They say the horns mimic the movement of the arms and are there as a symbol of the figure's sovereignty and its autonomy. So is it a man? Is it a woman? They don't know. It's both. But they are on a tear. So you have, these are things, especially now, I mean, we have to be so protective over our children. We know this, especially at that age. Like literally my daughter is 10. She's in the fifth grade. And the letter comes home the other day, sent out to all the students about how they want to have the boys' assembly and the girls' assembly with, you know, the boys will have a male doctor there. The girls have a female doctor there about, I should have grabbed the letter. I wasn't thinking about mentioning this. About them getting ready for health class in sixth grade when they go into the junior high school and about their bodies and the changes and, you know, encouraging parents to start having that conversation with them with, okay, but I don't need the school. I don't need the school to do that. I don't need the school. And it's like an after hours, like an evening assembly. Like, no, that's what the parents are for. And I'm going to do the best that I can. Listen, those who are parents out there who have young children, especially girls, I have one girl, she's 10, and she's great. And she's unbelievably mature and articulate, and she knows what's bullshit. I mean, she knows. And all I can do is reinforce that and my wife and I to show her, you know, the path of, hey, not screwing yourself up. But it's scary. It's scary. It's scary with all of this around the Satanic Temple. You have this organization and that organization, the pink haired people over here, the pink hat people over there. And everybody's screaming about some sort of bullshit social justice and trying to convince all of these young people that America is so bad, that white people are so bad, and that progressive is the way, socialism is the way. I'm 43 years old. When we were growing up, our parents didn't have it as bad as parents have it now, in my opinion. All right, what do they have to worry about? If they were smoking a joint after school, if they were going to drink with their friends, don't get behind the seat, don't get behind the steering wheel. If you're gonna go have a throw down a six pack of Bud Heavies, don't do pills, don't mix them. You know, like it was a lot different. I was a 90s kid. It's a lot different now, and it's terrifying. I don't scare easily. I don't scare at all. It's not a matter of it. It's a different type of terrifying. It's you want to make you, I mean, it's your baby. And you see what happens out there. You know, who wants their kid to end up like Hunter Biden? Who, by the way, wants everyone investigated who was unveiling the laptop and exposing the laptop, which he just now is acknowledging was his. We're going to get into that tomorrow on Freedom Friday also. You know, I don't talk about abortion a lot, but when I see this thing, this the Satanic Temple, I'm pro-life. I'm pro-life. I am. I'm pro-life. You're not going to take that away from me. I think murder is wrong. The science is the science. And I'm it really pisses me off when the left wants to call it a clump of cells in one sentence, but a human in another sentence. And they complete, which side of the spectrum? What are we doing? And it's really sick. So the Satanic Temple, I have their website here. I'm gonna make you endure this with me. This is actually the page on their website. There's their little pentagram there. This is the page for the Satanic Temple Health. The Satanic Temple unveils the Satanic Temple Health, the world's first religious abortion clinic. Religious. You see, there's all types of religion out there. What can you determine is religion? What can you determine isn't religion? Is this religious? Is this cult-like? Is this demonic? Yeah. You know, satanic? Yeah. They've turned Satanism into a religion and are normalizing it, just like the left is taking your children to drag shows with people exposing themselves and letting them read porn and porn cartoons in school and watching videos on how to masturbate in the fourth grade at prestigious schools in Manhattan because they want to normalize the progressiveness, normalize the exploiting of children, normalize pedophilia. Well, you can't call pedophiles anymore. They're MAPS. They're minor attracted people. They deserve respect. That's what the Satanic Temple wants. That's what the progressive left wants. That's what all of these sick college professors want. Oh, you know, being a pedophile is a way to identify. It's not really a crime. You want to fuck kids. That's a crime. That's a problem. That is a problem. The Satanic Temple. Yeah. So here it is. Here's the nice, the Satanic Temple health symbol. It's like, I mean, you look at it. It's like, look at this. It's a health system for Satan worshipers. This is unbelievable. Yeah. And it just goes on talking about it again. The Samuel Alito's mom Satanic Abortion Clinic. Really, 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 really catchy with the name, by the way. That's really something. Again, it's going to launch in Mexico on February 14th. Telehealth clinic, blah, blah, blah. We know that. It's just the first step. They want many, many abortion clinics. Plans are already underway to launch clinics in several more states, including those where religious abortion practice is banned, which is going to be interesting. Again, who's funding them? What kind of clout do they have? And things like that. You know, abortion has nothing to do with the Constitution. I'm sorry. Shut up. It doesn't. They have a press release, which is here, like a full official press release, the Satanic Temple, which you can look at and read more about it. They have an abortion clinic fundraiser about the fundraiser and how you can help. So you can donate to help these people satanically and ritually kill babies. You could buy. Yeah, this is it. This is it. And now there, if you're not familiar with it, they actually changed their website around a little bit. Here we go. I wanted to pull up the congregations because people actually said to me, when I talk about this, they're like, how big could they really be? Yeah, come on. It's ridiculous. Why even give the, why even talk about it? Because they're everywhere. They're Albany, Atlanta, Austin, Colorado, Fort Worth, Texas, Northeast Gulf Coast, Houston, Texas, Indiana, Louisiana, West Michigan, Minnesota, New York City, Ottawa, Canada, San Antonio, Texas, Southern California, Missouri, United Kingdom, they're worldwide, West Virginia, Oregon, Idaho, Utah, Atlanta, Canada, Australia, Nebraska, Florida, Illinois, Alberta, Northern California, Ohio, Washington, Arizona, Pittsburgh, Kentucky, Eastern Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, Oklahoma, North Carolina, Germany, Finland, New Jersey, Alabama, Connecticut, and Rhode Island, South Carolina, British Columbia, Detroit, Wisconsin, Maine, Tennessee, Western New York, Toronto, Delaware, Alaska, Vermont, and Nevada. The Satanic Temple is in all of those places I just read off. You can find everyone. They will have emails, Facebook pages, thesatanictemple.com. These are the people that want to normalize pedophilia. They want to normalize killing your babies, our babies, human beings, in a ritualistic way. Abortion pills. I mean, is this a path where some sickos will be like, yeah, just let her have her full term and we'll kill this thing on the altar in our red robes and flames and blood, and it'll be great, and pentagrams, and we'll dance around and maybe even fuck a goat. Graphic, I know. Graphic. But guess what? how many people are talking about this? How many people are exposing this? Yeah, you'll see a blip here. You see a blip there. You might have a podcast talk about it here, a podcast talk about it there. Where are they getting all this money? How many people are out there that are donating to them and buying their the Satanic Temple apparel? You know who is? Young people. And probably really, really wealthy corporate individuals that want the control of the young people. It is cult-like. But, I mean, it's in politics, too. We know that. We know all the Democrats want to kill babies. They're all for it. I just said earlier, Minnesota Senate votes to allow abortion without limits, the most extreme bill in the country. Here it is. Only a few days ago, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, Democrat, expected to sign a bill which will enshrine the right to an abortion without limits after the state Senate, and it only won by one vote. The Senate voted 34 out of 33 in favor of the bill this past Saturday after they debated 14 hours on it. And literally this is a quote. Today, we are not just codifying Roe v. Wade or Doe v. Gomez, as the author has indicated. Senate Minority Leader Mark Johnson, the Republican, said, "We are enacting the most extreme bill in the country." Obviously, he's not for it. "We are enacting the most extreme bill in the country regarding youth sterilization, late-term abortions, and public viability for a vast array of new reproductive rights." New reproductive rights. New progressive ways to kill your kids. Late-term abortions. Youth sterilization? The bill, they're calling it HF1 or the Protect Reproduction Options Act. Just call it the Baby Murdering Act. It was created to cement in law the right to access reproductive health care options, including abortion, birth control, family planning help, and sterilization. Sterilization. Why are Democrats so freakishly, like, obsessed with population control, depopulation, killing babies, not wanting people to identify as genders and have babies and be queer and gay? And what is going on? Someone please tell me. Someone. This cannot. What other states are going to do this? Now Minnesota did this Democrat run. What other states with heavy Democrat presence? Well, they only need by one vote. Will attempt to do something like this. Youth sterilization, late-term abortions. I mean, I don't even know if they were doing it in California or wanted to. I mean, literally, they were like, oh, if the kid was born, we'll just put it in a dark room and let it cry itself to death. We won't feed it and it'll just die. When they could just call the Satanic Temple and they'll come and just do a ritual killing. They'll do a ritual abortion. It's going to be a matter of if judges uphold this when it comes to that time. But it's this has nothing to do with reproductive care. This has nothing to do with any of that. This is sick. There are sick people that want to destroy the very flag that we fly and are proud of. You know, I had people come after me on Twitter. I posted an American flag gif, and I says, I don't fly this flag for the love of my government. There's a difference, and I always say this. I love my country. I love what my flag stands for. I loathe my government. I love my flag, and I will fly it proudly, and I won't fly it upside down. I will fly my flag. Loathe my government, love my country, and some people can't differentiate the two. Well, if you can't love your country. You can love your country and not your government. They're two different things. Yes, the abortion table is the new satanic sacrificial altar. 100%, Michelle. I see you in there. Yes. And apparently it's legal. New Mexico. They're going to have a satanic abortion. Where are you going? I'm going to the satanic temple. The abortion clinic that they named after a Supreme Court justice who wants to protect kids. We're going to go there. We're going to kill our kid today. And we're going to do it in a really cool way. Where there's going to be robes and flames and blood and rituals and pentagrams and goat horns. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. It's going to be something out of like a American Horror Story. Not for nothing, but this would be an amazing horror series reality show. The Satanic Temple Abortion Clinic. Wouldn't put them past them. Wouldn't put it past some sick Hollywood producer to make something out of it. And then the Satanic Temple just make more and more money. Definitely going to look into where they're raising their money. If anybody knows or anybody has ever dived down that rabbit hole, I'd like to know. But I'm going to put some of my big rabbit hole jumpers that I happen to know on it and see what they come up with. But yeah. Anyway, enough about killing babies. Can only take so much of it. The Satanic Temple, they should burn them all down to the ground. I want to get into a little bit of this whole Ukraine Russia thing. It's just, it is what it is. I don't care what it is. I care about our involvement. I care about the hypocrisy, the money that we're spending, the money that we need here. The tanks, now they want jets, they want this, they want that. I mean, if you ask me my opinion, I'm going to tell you that we are already heavily engaged. We are heavily involved. We're sending all of this money for rockets and drones and tanks and jet fuel, which the tanks are running on. Those specific tanks run on jet fuel, I believe. Someone in the military told me that, which makes sense because then now they'll get jets and they'll have the jet fuel and the training and the schematics, which will probably be sold to China at some point because the Ukraine government is so corrupt. We're already involved, short of troops on the ground fighting alongside Ukrainians against Russian soldiers, which wouldn't surprise me if that happens. You know, it's... And Joe Biden, I literally, part of me believes we are teetering on the brink of World War III, like within months. And I don't know if this is politically planned. The deep state has something behind it. But this almost like, it seems like it is right now in my 43 years, as far as conflicts, Afghanistan, things like that, but this, it seems like this is the most dangerous time in my lifetime. Because now with wars, we're talking nukes. And I'm not saying that, you know, I don't think the United States is going to be a giant ashtray and that Russia and China are just going, yeah, let's do it. No. I don't see that happening. But, you know, there are smaller scale nukes and it's concerning. It's concerning. And it's... I see a bleak picture being painted just of the whole state of international affairs. And that's why I could agree with people and say that it seems like this is the most dangerous time in our lifetime, in most of our lifetimes anyway, with the exception of those that have been around for, you know, bigger conflicts, the world wars, which a lot of people are deceased. But anyway, I have a video, Donald Trump, past president, number 45. I would love for him to be 47. I'm Team Trump. We're probably at some point next week, going to do something on my take on the whole Trump DeSantis thing more in depth. Just compiling some information and things and I'm going to get into that. I'm going to try to actually bring some people on to talk about that as well. But so Donald Trump, he's had quite a few things to say recently about Ukraine and Biden's handling of it. So his first video, I got another one we'll play in a little bit. Donald Trump talking about, you know, sending tanks and whatnot there. Here we go.
The situation in Ukraine is very dangerous, explosive, and escalating by the day. Joe Biden's weakness and incompetence has brought us to the brink of nuclear war. And now Biden is doing what he said 10 months ago would lead to World War III. He is sending in American tanks. It's far past the time for all parties involved to pursue a peaceful end to the war in Ukraine before this already horrific catastrophe spirals out of control and ends up leading indeed to World War III. And this would be a war like no other war, because this would be a nuclear war. As I have said many times before, Russia's invasion of Ukraine would have never happened if I was in the White House. Not even thinkable, not even a possibility. We must end this ridiculous war and demand peace in Ukraine now before it gets worse. And believe it or not, it would be easy to do. It would be very easy to do.
I have to agree. And not just because Donald Trump said it, because I've said things similar in conversations that I've had. I truly believe that if Donald Trump was president right now, we would not be having this conflict. World leaders spoke to him and respected him. And people on the left went crazy because he had a good relationship with Putin. People on the left went crazy because he had a good relationship with Rocket Man over in North Korea. I have to say, I want my president to have a level of respect with these people, whether they're tyrants, murderers, or not. Because that ensures our safety and our national security is intact. That's what I believe. And because of all the things that Donald Trump was able to do in those 4 years with peace accords and treaties and the respect that we had, because they knew he didn't take any shit. They knew it. They were very leery of him. We would not be in this conflict. And Joe Biden, like Donald Trump said 10 months ago, says tanks would bring us into World War III. And what are we doing? We're sending in tanks. Maybe going to send in jets. There is nothing that comes out of the White House today that I can take as truth. Nothing. There is no transparency. There's hypocrisy. There's lies. And there's deflection. And there's fuck you, the American people. We're going to do what we want because we can. Because the deep state's in control right now. And it's really, really, really scary. You know, Donald Trump, he blasts Biden. You know, he's calling for peace negotiations before the war spirals out of control. Literally, back in March of 2022, okay, Zelensky on NBC with Lester Holt, he already had suggested back in March of 2022, that World War III may have already started. He wants World War III because it will make a lot of money for him. Ukraine's reconstruction will get done on America's dime and China's dime. China's seething and can't wait to get into Ukraine. BlackRock, Vanguard, JP Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs. I mean, Zelensky was making videos thanking all of them. This is what they want. And back in March of 2022, almost a year ago, he's saying World War III may have already started. And that was when Lester Holt asked if he understood, because back then, Joe Biden had hesitancy to escalate any tension with Russia and Vladimir Putin. But now, Joe Biden's like, oh, we're going to do everything we can for Ukraine. We're going to send them tanks. We might send them jets. We're going to send them drones. We're going to send them this. We're going to send them that. We're going to send them all this money that's unaccounted for. 10% for the big guy. And now we're doing exactly that. And it's a tremendous problem for all of us. And I'm hoping with the Republican House and the committees that they can stop some of this, but I don't see it. I don't see it at all. You have retired military people. There's a retired lieutenant colonel, this guy Daniel Davis. And he told Breitbart, he warns of nuclear war and that the United States has no plan in Ukraine. And specifically says, this isn't just a video game. We have no plan. We're just sending them stuff. They're providing new tanks to Ukraine. They say that it's not going to change the reality on the ground of the current conflict with Russia and Putin. That's according to a decorated Army Lieutenant Colonel Daniel Davis. says that we as a country, as a military, have no plan, no strategy, and everyone should keep in mind of the real-world danger of invoking NATO's mutual defense clause, which would most likely trigger a nuclear war. I don't know what the end game is here. I don't know what the end game is here. I'm not a military strategist. I'm an American citizen that has real concerns over our involvement in this war. How deep is the war? What's really happening over there? We're not seeing a lot coming out of there. So I have my doubts on things that they're saying are happening, that are happening, that aren't happening. But yeah, Joe Biden, he sends tanks. He's sending tanks to Ukraine after just basically warning. He said that doing so would be World War III. 31 Abrams M1 tanks. And I'm sorry, but that is an escalation from us for Ukraine against Russia. And Russia has said it, that anything coming from the West, we see it as an escalation. It's a threat. So, I mean, we're on the radar. And it doesn't seem that they want this war to end. My personal belief is I think this war is going to go into the next presidency. We'll be in 2025. Hopefully there'll be a change in power with the right person. And we could do something. Is it going to be too late by then? Are we going to be balls deep in this war? Are we going to have troops on the ground by then, killing and getting killed by Russian soldiers? Is that going to happen? He said, I believe Joe Biden said that back in March, he didn't want to send, it was like almost 30 Soviet MiG fighters. He argued that sending the fighter jets would escalate a global conflict. And I think we're already into escalating into a global conflict. And I'm not convinced that we're not going to send jets over, because he said that back in March with around the tanks. And it's not going to work. Actually, his quote, hold on a second. Yeah. The idea we're going to send in offensive equipment and have planes and tanks and trains going in with American pilots and American crews. Just understand, don't kid yourself, no matter what y'all say, that's called World War III. And that's what Joe Biden said to a bunch of House Democrats back in March. Well, we started sending offensive equipment long ago, and we're sending more. We're sending more. Yeah. Is this going to spiral out of control? Where are we going to be at with it? And I think everyone needs to start paying attention more than what you already are. If you are not paying attention, we got presidential election that's heating up. Other people are going to be announcing who's running for president. They're going to be using this Ukraine thing. They're going to be using so many things. This whole Ukraine-Russia war, the politics that are going to come out of it are probably going to be unbelievable from both sides. Enough to make you sick. I want to play one more video before we wrap up. From the 45th president, I want to hear from you on this. Shoot a comment wherever you're listening. Do you think Donald Trump would have prevented this from happening? Do you think it would have happened under him regardless? I say no, but you never know. And do you think if it's continuing into the next presidency and he does, in fact, get through the primary and get through the general and become the 47th president, do we think that he would be able to de-escalate it rather quickly if he does become the next president and the conflict or war is still going on? I believe he was, and we're going to hear, we'll watch the video first. Hold on one second. Let's check this out first.
A major disaster is brewing. If I were president, the Russia-Ukraine war would never have happened, never in a million years. But even now, if I were president, I'd be able to negotiate an end to this horrible and rapidly escalating war within 24 hours. It can be done. You have to say the right things, not the wrong things. I think we helped lead Russia into that war by saying, well, if they took a small part of the country, that would be okay. Such a tragic waste of human life when you look at all that's happening there. Those cities are obliterated. First comes the tanks, and then come the nukes. Get this crazy war ended now. It can be done. And in fact, it's easy to get done. When I'm president, we will be a strong country again. People will never be playing these games like they've been doing to the United States of America. They don't respect us anymore. They respected us greatly 2.5 years ago.
Yep.
They don't respect us anymore. Thank you very much.
And there you have it. Again, how can you not agree with that? We were respected as a country. And now we are a complete laughing stock, is what we are. We're a laughing stock. Nobody respects us. They see us as a weak, weak, weak country. Do you think Donald Trump right now could de-escalate this whole thing within 24 hours? He seems confident. He typically gets done what he says he's going to get done within reason. But I believe if anybody could, even now, I think if they bit their tongue and said, hey, let's reach out to 45, which they never would do. Let's get him talking to Putin and Zelensky, and let's see if he can come up with a truce, a treaty, whatever it is. I think Donald Trump would be able to do it. I don't know about 24 hours, but you remember when, you know, everyone said on the left when Donald Trump was president, this guy, the big bad orange man, he is going to get us into World War III. And gee, he's the first president in a really, really long time who hasn't gotten us into any wars or serious conflicts. And look where we are now. Look where we're entering. We are on the cusp of World War III and heavy involvement. We are on the cusp of a possible nuclear conflict that could have some really, really bad, bad detrimental consequences for a lot of countries in the world, including ours. So it's crazy. I don't want to be a Debbie Downer, but there's a lot of shit going on. And we're not being told. The things that we're hearing about, I don't think we're being told half of it. I don't think we're being told a quarter of it. And we get that. The White House is not transparent. They don't want to tell us anything. They will hide everything. They won't even talk about simple things about this document bullshit, which we'll probably talk about tomorrow on Freedom Friday. So I'm going to leave it there. Again, tomorrow, 8:30 p.m. Eastern, I will be with my boy James, Freedom Friday. Got a lot to talk about tomorrow. It's always fun. Go to Rumble, 1776live.tv. Follow me there. Get all the live shows there. I'm on iTunes. I'm on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, The Great Divide Podcast with Alan Jacoby. Follow me on Twitter. My Twitter is on fire now. Alan Jacoby, 1776. A-L-A-N. It's the only real way to spell Alan. I'm on Getter, Alan Jacoby, 1776, and I'm over on Truth Social at the Great Divide Podcast. So again, 1776live.tv. Don't forget, big sponsor, also my company, MyPatriotCigars.com. I'm a big cigar guy. You probably see me smoking them on Fridays a lot. Go over there, get some great, great cigars. They're amazing. You know someone in the family who smokes cigars, there's gift cards there. MyPatriotCigars.com, promo code CIGAR15 gets you 15% off, free shipping over any orders over $100. And if you buy a box of cigars, you're also going to get a $10 gift card for a future purchase. So MyPatriotCigars.com, Promo code CIGAR15 to get the 15% off. You're going to love them if you're a cigar guy or a cigar gal. It surprises me all the time how many women buy cigars and actually say, oh, no, they're for me. I smoke cigars, which I think is fantastic. So until then, I will see you tomorrow, 8:30 p.m. Eastern for Freedom Friday. We'll see you soon.